brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we have a constitutional law expert, Francis Boyle, joining us to break down NDAA. What do you do when you have open criminality in government? The internet power grabs, all that coming up. But right now, I wanted to just briefly get Weldon Henson in here. Worked here about 4 or 5 years, great guy. Who was in the Air Force before that, working on F-16s and other aircraft. Because we're always talking about this, but here's the Los Angeles Times. New drone has no pilot anywhere, so who's accountable? And you can go to their website and actually see what the drone looks like. Looks like something out of a Buck Rogers movie. And the Pentagon has announced that these are going to land on carriers, you name it. And by 2020, they're not going to have any human control. So that's just the intermediate. It won't just be that humans aren't going to be in any of the aircraft anymore. It's that it's all going to be drone, and it's going to be globalist programmed. Okay, and then they're also, by 2020, want to have about half the ground force robot. Now, that's really politically incorrect. Because, you know, John Wayne fights them. Yeah. But let me tell you, that's where it's going. And the thing is, that's why they're getting rid of the law to use the military against us. The Pentagon's publicly drawn up plans to have police robots, everything. And, I mean, this is what the technocracy is all about. The globalists call themselves technocrats. It's a global corporate fraud dictatorship of Ponzi operators that have taken the globe over through fraud, control our governments and tax money, and are militarizing against us. And they're worried that military won't do what they say. They know under Ceausescu, Hitler, other cases the military tried or succeeded. So the military is to be phased out. Robots are to work on the robots that work on the robots. And they will do it unless you're aware of this and stop them. The Pentagon is all about it and loves this level of evil at the top. It's just dedicated to pure Satanism at the top, and has a lot of good people working for it at the bottom. But, Weldon, what do you make of this? We've talked a lot about it, and here it is.
Oh, I could definitely see that coming into fruition or whatever. It's, you know, back when I was in, I did 6 years from about 2006, and there was a bunch of talk about unmanned drones. And there was a little bit of talk of this kind of stuff where there's no pilot anywhere. But I do know, even back when I was in, there was a huge influx of switching people with their career fields, you know, from just straight maintenance to flying drones. There's just a huge influx in that right now. I've got several friends that are still in that, you know, just cross-trained from working on the planes to flying unmanned drones. There's just a huge influx in that career field right now. And I didn't really think much about it until, you know, we talk about this. This comes up every now and then. And so that's why I just, you know, kind of reminded you about that. You know, earlier today when you were talking about it, I was like, yeah, that's absolutely true. It's actually pretty astounding, the numbers that are going over to that type of program.
And soon it's going to be complete drones. But do you see my concern? And the globalists actually say this, that they're going to use this domestically. They're already using drones against U.S. citizens. And that soon the elites won't even need the general military. They're going to have robots working on the robots, Weldon. I mean, it's so creepy.
Oh, I believe that. Even to go this far where there's no pilots, I remember hearing talk about that. And I know just doing the unmanned drone thing now is kind of just an intermediate thing to another step to get to that level.
Was anybody concerned in the Air Force about this? Did anybody see where it was going?
Not really. Most people are just kind of excited that there's not going to be any humans having to do it, I guess. But
I was reading that the guys that fly the drones even get medals, like when they blow a village up now.
Yeah.
Like they're really big men, but now it'll just be a robot completely.
Well, the scary thing about it, Alex, is you really lose your sight for humanity type, you know, deal where you got someone that's not really flying the plane, per se. They're not really in danger. You lose a little sense of humanity, you know, in that kind of, I don't know, aspect.
Total dehumanization.
Yeah, absolutely.
But now, for quote, cattle thieves, they're using predator drones.
I could see that, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of options right now, if you know, for that type of stuff.
And they shake down little businesses and take them for the IRS so they can have drones attack the people that paid for the drone. And we put up with it, folks. Weldon,
they're not just for bombing or whatever. It's for
surveillance.
Yeah, absolutely. There's just a whole bunch of that going on.
folks. Have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with the revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with four waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225 or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire. Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold-weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We are here live, back Sundays 4 to 6 p.m. Central as well. And five nights a week, we give you InfoWars nightly news with in-depth reports, investigative reports, man on the street, news, all of it. Special expanded documentaries. We are doing our best in the face of this tyranny to resist it. And we do know that if we fail, it'll be like people that failed to stop Lenin and Stalin and people like Hitler or Mao Zedong. There is no doubt by any yardstick, no matter how many constitutional law scholars I have on or historians, I can't tell you how many people, we've heard them, that I've had on. The last guest, Dr. Eisenstein, said, "Wow, you used to seem far out, but it's all true. You're pretty much passé now." Yeah, I'm passé because I got woken up by emergency managers in Texas when the military approached them as part of a secret program to prepare for martial law and political dissidents to be rounded up. I didn't even know what Rex 84 was in the mid-90s. And I went to some urban warfare drills and witnessed the military training to go door-to-door in America and pick up citizens. I read the Hart-Rubin Commission plan to set up a TSA checkpoint system to then expand it from airports to highways, shopping malls, you name it. It's now happening. And now Homeland Security's at Davos setting up a global standardized network of control, exporting this global corporate tyranny that's gestated here in America. It's not of America. I use the 1979 alien analogy. It's been implanted in us. It's gotten sustenance from us. Our blood supply feeds it. We get the blame for it, but it's busting out now, and it's not a foot long. It's about 8 feet tall, and it's very nasty. And it's making its move, but there's always a silver lining. It's now revealing itself. They're saying, yeah, Senator Graham says, we'll secretly arrest citizens. We'll kill you. And the other senator, who was one of the co-authors, Lieberman, says, I want you to be scared. And he's up there sweating. It looks like a bad guy out of a horror movie. I want you to be scared. And he has these one-way shark eyes. I mean, we are living history. But it's not even a president. They're just puppets. It's a structure, a corporate national security structure. And we have one of the big experts on this, somebody who was also warning of all this, and now, of course, has been unfortunately vindicated. But look at these documents we just got in the last week that are public. Shock docs, total federalization of police, new Homeland Security mission. It says citizen spies, body scanners on street corners. The feds will hire all local police, all data tracked. It's all these private companies with the former government heads making the money. Web censorship, Google admitting that's in the Washington Post. Here's another one. Secretary Napolitano unveils national strategy for global supply chain security. Department of Homeland Security press release saying everything's going to be tracked by them globally. The military converting over to 50% drones by 2020. It'll be 90% drones. They're now coming out the next phase of ground drones, which, again, the elite can then command and won't say no to illegal orders. Could anybody, could they have tried to overthrow Hitler if he had robots? No. He had pretty close to robots, biological brainwashed humans acting like robots. But this is a new level of tyranny, secret arrest, torture, NDAA. And I just want to set the table there. We've only got it for about 25 minutes. Joining us here today is Francis Anthony Boyle, is a professor of international law, university at the Illinois College of Law. He received his A.B. in 71 in political science from the University of Chicago and a J.D. degree, magna cum laude, from Harvard Law School. And he sat in the main office after that Kissinger held, and A.M. and Ph.D. degrees in political science at Harvard University. He also practiced tax, international tax, in Bingham, Dana, and Gold. He also participated in the International Tribunal of Indigenous Peoples of Oppression, Nationalities, the United States of America, that convened in San Francisco. He also helped write the big biological weapons treaties. I don't have time to go over it all, but he's a leading expert. Francis, you heard me preface you coming on with, we really do have a global corporate tyranny running Europe, running the U.S., that is overthrowing countries worldwide through proxies, that is building massive force up against the people and now admitting it's for us. What do you do when you're faced with a tyranny that's now out of the cradle, not crawling, on its legs, ready to attack?
Well, thank you very much for having me on, Alex. Yes, the situation is progressively deteriorating. I remember when you had your camera team come in and interview me 6 months after President Obama was inaugurated, for your documentary on him being a threat to the Republic. And I had given Obama the benefit of the doubt for 6 months. And after 6 months of what he was doing, I concluded that he was taking us down. I had thought, since he had taught constitutional law, he was after me at Harvard Law School, maybe he would be proceeding to dismantle some of the police state, but instead he's made it worse. And that's why I gave you that interview to blow the whistle on Obama. And look what he's done since then. The FISA Amendments Act that completely demolished the Fourth Amendment. His murder list, we now find out there are two of them, one maintained by JSOC, one maintained by the CIA, all approved out of the White House, and U.S. citizens are on that murder list. The NDAA, which Obama approved and indeed insisted, Senator Levin pointed this out, that it also applied to U.S. citizens. It basically eliminated the Posse Comitatus Act so that the military can literally come in, pick you and me up, and move us anywhere they want to. This is called enforced disappearances. It's an international crime. Turn us over to some third country to be tortured. Obama has said he'll continue the Bush policy of extraordinary renditions, which means it's a euphemism for enforced disappearances. This is exactly what these military dictatorships down in Latin America did with their death squads. So now Obama already has death squads abroad, CIA and JSOC, and with the NDAA, he's now in a position to start unleashing his death squads, disappearance squads here in America. What you can do, I think we all have to stand up in accordance with our own conscience and try to fight back. As we've interviewed before, I was put on all the United States government's terrorist watch lists back in the summer of 2006 by the FBI, CIA, when I refused to become an informant on my Arab and Muslim clients. So I'm very high on this list. I'm at risk, certainly, of as a result of the NDAA and Obama's murder list.
And by the way, Chris Hedges,
I'm standing up and fighting the best I can here, and I would encourage everyone else to fight back in accordance with your conscience.
Yes, sir, and I want to expand on that. But Chris Hedges, as you know, former New York Times Middle East Bureau Chief, Pulitzer Prize winner, is having to sue them because he says under this, he could be arrested. And it's coming out that Ron Paul, this is in mainstream news, has undercover military at his events because he wants to end the Fed. I've learned I've been followed around by the military. I've been sent the documents. I guess they want me to know. The military is now spying on mainline peace groups. They're spying on in the Fed groups. They are openly federalizing the local police. And all of this is just beyond illegal. I mean, as you know, as a constitutional lawyer, it's illegal to tell a lawyer you're going to spy on your client. It violates a bunch of laws. But they put you on a no-fly list. Now they're setting up TSA checkpoints. And they've now released new Homeland Security documents just 3 days ago. You may not have seen them, where they admit to have a job, you're going to be Homeland Security approved, to have a car, to travel, and that they're actually going to set up checkpoints on highways now, Mr. Boyle. I mean, this is classical Romanian Ceausescu-style control with a high-tech overlay. I mean, it's joke level. It's like if I was going to write a science fiction comedy. I know Kurt Vonnegut wrote some absurdist future police state books that were supposed to be jokes. I've now gone back and reread some of those, and what they're now setting up is more than a dark satire, is what I'm saying. It's so over the top.
Well, Alex, again, I think you're correct. After 9/11, I went back and reread two books, George Orwell's 1984, and that is what we're living in today, and also Professor Hannah Arendt's The Origins of Totalitarianism, explaining the totalitarian systems as they developed in both Hitlerite Germany and Stalinist Russia. And Professor Arendt was a Jew who fled the Nazis in Germany, came to the United States, taught at the University of Chicago, had left just before I showed up there, but I read most of her things. And one very interesting thing, you really need to go back and read Arendt, especially the part on, parts on totalitarianism and then imperialism. She had a section in there on anti-Semitism. Today, the substitute for that, of course, is against Muslims. So you just read Muslims.
Yeah, they always have a subgroup they beta test it on, get approval, and then they always expand it against the primary target, everyone they want to rob.
That's correct. Professor David Cole, Georgetown Law School, has a book entitled Enemy Aliens, in which he establishes that historically, every totalitarian measure the United States government has originally taken against aliens, it then applies to United States citizens. What Professor Arendt pointed out in her book is that in both Nazi Germany and Stalinist Russia, there were at least one informant for every eight people, which was the size of an average family at that time. So Arendt pointed out that what was really going on in these two totalitarian states was that they were trying to break down the basic unit of their societies, which is the family.
Exactly, and now they have
today.
Now they have telescreens, as you know, going in Walmarts, malls, saying with Homeland Security directors saying, don't trust anyone but us. I mean, again, it's cartoon level. But again,
we really have to read Orwell's 1984. Obviously, Professor Arendt's book, three books there are weighty tomes, one would say. But just read Orwell's 1984. It's all there. Including waging perpetual warfare abroad in order to maintain the police state at home. So I'd encourage everyone to just go out and get George Orwell's 1984 and read it. That is what is confronting us today. You know, war is peace, slavery is freedom, ignorance is strength, and we all love Big Brother. So that's yeah, you know, as you point out, Big Sis there and Obama. Yeah, that is what we're facing.
But there's even a self-fulfilling prophecy in it. As they become completely tyrannical and there is no rule of law but their jackboot, then people are going to start resisting as the abuses get crazier. And then that becomes the self-fulfilling prophecy of, see, here's the domestic terrorist. So there seems to be a method to the madness. But at the same time,
well, that's correct, Alex, because you see, the NDAA was not about Al-Qaeda, which is totally non-existent, and in any event, was a CIA-concocted boogeyman in the first place. The you have to ask yourself, well, why did they come up with the NDAA now? The Occupy Wall Street movement and the Tea Party movement. That's why they came up with the NDAA. It's not designed to go after Al-Qaeda. It's designed to go after even peaceful, law-abiding American people like the Tea Party movement, like the Occupy Wall Street movement. That's why they rushed the NDA through. And Obama insisted, Senator Levin pointed this out, that it applied to U.S. citizens. So they're getting everything all in place here for the next round of opposition to what they're doing. And that's why, in my opinion, that is really how we have to understand the NDAA. It's not after Al-Qaeda. It's after the Tea Party movement. It's after the Occupy Wall Street movement. And things will get worse, yes.
Sure, the John Warren Defense Authorization Act of 2007 said, you know, we're getting rid of posse comitatus basically for insurrections in the states. So from your research, why is the system, the establishment, gearing up against the people at a accelerated rate? What do they know is coming? The economic collapse?
Well, it's that economic collapse is already here. They're just not prepared to call it. And then second, after 9/11, they decided to go for broke around the world and to steal all the oil and gas they possibly can everywhere in the world, using 9/11 as a pretext, and there's no going back. So as they continue to wage wars in Afghanistan, Iraq, Libya, Somalia, Yemen, Pakistan, and who knows, you know, where else they're going to wage war, they're going all out to steal as much oil and gas as they can. They're now threatening Iran. They understand that this is antithetical to the maintenance of a republican system of government at home. Empire is antithetical to a republic. And if they attack Iran, which they are seriously threatening to do, they could set off World War III. And that's what they're preparing for. Last weekend, and I'm not exaggerating anything, last weekend they sent a U.S. Aircraft carrier strike force with French and British ships through the Strait of Hormuz, basically daring the Iranians to attack them and fully prepared to set that war up. So we really hang by a thread here from a world war. If we attack Iran, that could very easily pull in Russia and China. And both Russia and China have stated publicly that a U.S.-Israeli attack on Iran would threaten their vital national security interests. So they're preparing the groundwork here in America for massive resistance.
Yeah, that's right, because they're going to go after their opposition, even if we don't stand up to them during the war, as all tyrants do. And they're following a exact blueprint of what's been tested and worked before. But looking at this, you know, being a historian, also being a lawyer, knowing and studying the psychology of these people, what concerns me most, Mr. Boyle, is that they're not, they've got a lot of experts that are really smart advising them on pieces of it, but the people actually giving the general commands and orders do not seem to be as connected to reality as even their more informed minions. And I mean, take Corzine.
That's one thing we can hope for, that they are so arrogant with power there in Washington, D.C., that they don't really understand what's going out here in the hinterlands with the people. They don't understand the Tea Party movement. They don't understand the Occupy Wall Street movement. They really don't understand that. And I think that's correct. I mean, look at Obama. Look at Romney. You know, Romney and I were classmates together at Harvard Law School, section mates. We took all our first-year courses together. Once you get into these so-called elite programs like at Harvard, you just get immediately co-opted, brainwashed, and totally out of touch with reality. So that is the one thing I think that is in our favor. And look at Romney campaigning, Obama campaigning. You know, they don't have a clue.
Well, that was my next question to you, though. That was my next question, is that look at Corzine, who made a 40-to-1 bet with other people's private bank accounts and then doesn't get in trouble when he gets caught lying, and he's the main White House financial advisor. I mean, I know we can hope they follow.
Larry Summers is even worse. Summers was fired by Harvard because he publicly stated women are dumber than men when it comes to math and science. And then if you take a look at this new set of articles just coming out in, or memos just coming out of the New Yorker, he was the one who pioneered the rape of our economy for his buddies on Wall Street, the banks, and the hedge funds.
But that's what I'm saying, is they're so crazy, reckless, hubris, chutzpah. I mean, what do you call it? They're mad dogs.
Well, this is the way people at these elite institutions get trained. What can I say? I spent 10 years at the University of Chicago and Harvard, and I have 3 degrees from Harvard, went through the same programs that produced Romney and Obama. That's just the way you get trained, and you get brainwashed, and you get co-opted and moved along to do this type of work, you know, for the money bags behind the scenes who are pulling the strings. You know, behind Obama was Brzezinski. Behind Brzezinski is David Rockefeller. Behind Kissinger is David Rockefeller. Both Brzezinski and Kissinger have been on Rockefeller.
I'll tell you what, Professor, stay there. Just a few more minutes on the side if you can. I want you to finish what you're saying and then talk about ideas for solutions, because you know, they tried to groom you and hire you for all this. You're one of the few people that's been inside their inner sanctums and talked about it. So let's talk about that for as long as you can on the other side. We'll be right back with Professor Francis Boyle. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280. But now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
My friends, there are always groups throughout history that want to get control and then want to use the country they've taken over to take over the next country. And there's a method to the madness, because to commit the crimes that tyrants have to commit to get into power, they have to keep expanding and persecuting, or they're going to end up having their enemies come after them or be brought to justice. So these are Ponzi scheme operators, the people like Larry Summers and getting rid of Glass-Steagall and the derivatives, who, instead of getting in trouble, well, they're too big to fail, they just take over the whole society. And after the professor leaves us here in about 10 minutes, the articles are pouring in L.A. and in cities all over the U.S. LAPD and special forces conduct military maneuvers in the skies above downtown L.A. And I've been to these drills. They are there over and over again to acclimate the public to military occupation. Now, I'd be called a kook even when I had footage of this, because, oh, that wouldn't happen in America. Now it's like, well, you bet they're here to help deal with domestic extremists. Then you get the domestic extremist documents. Muslim folks who are the beta test, they aren't even on the radar. It's all about gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, anti-war activists, rural groups, especially refuseniks, people that just want to live in the country and be left alone. Oh, look out. You've got to be part of this system. Black market economies, million-dollar fines for garage sales, arresting people with lemonade stands. They want you to know that average citizens who aren't criminal types, you're going to be shaken down. You're going to be groped by TSA. It's all here. Now, Dr. Boyle, Professor Boyle, I was getting into, in Harvard in the same elite program that Kissinger and all of them came out of, and, being in there with Mitt Romney and the rest of it, and in the same offices afterwards, after Kissinger had left, they were pretty much offering him that job. So he's one of the unique people who was inside of there. And since you're bringing it up, please start over where you talked about who's behind Obama, who's behind Brzezinski, and please continue with giving us a bird's eye view or an inside view on exactly how this servant class, super servant class, to the big moneyed interest, how they're exactly brainwashed, what their worldview is.
Right. Well, we know for a fact that Obama's mentor at Columbia was Brzezinski, and then he went to work for a CIA front organization. John Pilger established that. So Obama has been a CIA asset since at least then. Once CIA, always CIA. American foreign policy, starting with 1968, has been controlled and dominated by Kissinger and his proteges on the Republican side, and then starting with the Carter administration on the Democratic side, Brzezinski and his proteges. It's either one group or the other, but they're pretty much the same. It is also a matter of public record that both Brzezinski and Kissinger have been for decades on the payroll of David Rockefeller and the Rockefeller family. And before that, we know that Kissinger is and still is a spook, Army counterintelligence during World War II. And apparently recently he was joking in his latest meeting with Putin that, yes, they were both spooks, Putin, KGB. Once KGB, always KGB. Once CIA, always CIA. As for Brzezinski, he showed up at Harvard 1955-56 to get his PhD. During World War II, a good deal of the Harvard faculty joined the OSS to fight the Nazis, which was fine. But they came back, and then they became a primary recruiting ground for the CIA. And the same thing happened at Yale.
And they brought in a ton of Nazis to teach them all their anti-Soviet tricks and basically became what they've been fighting.
That's exactly what happened. As we know, after World War II, OSS co-opted the Nazi intelligence and many high-level Nazi operatives. There was Operation Paperclip, where large numbers of high-level Nazis were brought in, either by OSS or by Army intelligence here into the United States, or shipped down to Latin America, all on condition that they cooperate with us against the Soviet Union. You're correct.
And it just gets crazier and crazier. So working in and around this, we know the global governance model is a global banking system that basically carries out a eugenics operations against the world. If you were brought into the inner sanctum of this at a higher level, grooming level, why did you break with it? When did you break? I mean, was it a process? How did that happen?
As for the eugenics, we know for a fact, this is a matter of public record, that Kissinger, working for Nixon, adopted a national security directive stating quite clearly that population control, i.e. eugenics, is part of a vital national security interest of the United States of America. And I believe probably since the adoption of that national security directive, that has been U.S. foreign policy around the world on the various problems that we're seeing one way or the other. As for me, I don't know. I was appalled by the Vietnam War, so appalled that I guess at the end of my third year in high school, trying to figure what contribution I could make, I decided to get the most elite education I possibly could and then come out and turn it against these people. Back in those days, the Vietnam War, these were the best and the brightest, as Halberstam's book of that name, and those were all the Harvard people that generation.
And so you were so dedicated to peace and not having imperial wars that you actually, you know, made the perfect grades and everything to go and be in the middle of that. Wow, that's dedication.
Yeah, 10 years at the University of Chicago, the home of all the neocons there, where the neocon movement was founded.
What did you do the whole time you were amongst them and, like, you know, working with Mitt Romney and around all these people? I mean, did you just keep your mouth shut?
No, I argued all the time.
Oh, really?
Oh, sure. I argued all the time with everyone constantly. Right. You know, what could I say?
Well, what did they think of that? Because, I mean, I've read these reports and had a lot of historians on. In fact, I've had some of them on, you know, famous lawyers, historians, people like yourself, where, you know, in the 1957, they'd be in a college line at the cafeteria, and David Rockefeller would walk up and recruit them right there. I mean, obviously, the elite are big on recruiting people, and I've read a lot of times they think, oh, you're going to argue now. Later, you'll turn to their dark side.
Regretfully, that happens to a lot of people at Chicago and Harvard, that as time goes on, I mean, I could have been one of these people very easily with no problem at all. So, you know, I tell my three sons, I could have had all the power, all the money, and all the fame I wanted, but instead I'm, you know, out there doing what I'm doing now, trying to stand with the poor, oppressed, and downtrodden people of the world, and now our own people.
But, you know, that's where the humanity and the strength and the energy and the value is. These globalists with all this petty power and these egomaniacs, they're unhappy. They're in prisons.
Well, I guess psychologically they are. They're, you know, they I think maybe some of them, I saw this a lot at, certainly at Harvard, where you had, you know, very bright, idealistic young people going to Harvard, wanting to make the world a better place. And then they were pretty much brainwashed, and they came out to be monsters after 4 years or 7 years. In the case of Romney, he was a pirate from the first place. And we all knew it, that anyone who went into the JD MBA program at Harvard Law School and Harvard Business School, which Romney did in 1971, and he first started Harvard Law School. But everyone who went into that, we all knew at the time, was just going to be an outright pirate. That's the only reason you go into that program. And then after graduating, he went to work for Boston Consulting Group. And again, everyone, if you know anything about Boston Consulting Group, you knew full well everyone who went there was going there to become a pirate. And then Bain, who had been a partner at Boston Consulting Group, set up his own firm, and he recruited Romney out of Boston Consulting Group to become a super pirate. So that's really, you know, what Romney's all about. And, you know, you're reading about his tax returns and things.
And he doesn't pay taxes.
And I think, you know, despite what the mainstream news media is telling you, I think there's a lot of unreported income there that Romney just hasn't come clean on. I mean, you have to ask yourself, why did he have a secret bank account in Switzerland with UBS? And then what happens is the United States government and the IRS, the Department of Treasury, go after UBS, and then they start pressuring the Swiss government to have UBS come clean on its U.S. depositors, and then all of a sudden Romney shuts down his UBS account. So, you know, I think, you know, we really need people to start looking into these secret bank accounts that he maintained in the Cayman Islands, Switzerland, Bermuda. You know, if you read the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, they only have people in there basically presenting Romney's point of view on these issues. But, you know, I have no inside information, and I don't have time to sit and read through.
But by super pirate, it's Skull and Bones, that's what they call themselves.
That's at Yale. That is, if you go to Yale, unlike Harvard, Harvard has its secret clubs, too. Yale, Skull Skull and Bones. And, you know, you saw that movie with Robert De Niro and Matt Damon that the CIA recruited.
Yeah, the Good Shepherd.
Skull and Bones, right. And they recruited Bush Jr. Well, Bush Jr.'s father was CIA. And we know that after his graduation from Yale, his father had him work for a CIA front organization. So he was CIA, and he's still CIA. Kerry, Skull and Bones, you know, Special Forces in Vietnam. So, you know, you have two Skull and Bones guys running for the president.
It's amazing. Let me ask you this question. What, from your study, what's obviously their end game is take over the planet, shut down domestic dissent, do all of this, convert the military over to drones that will follow orders, all of this. But, I mean, there's got to be an end to it. And I think it's just going to be the country collapsing and the dollar collapsing, because it doesn't look like all this military force they're piling up against us and others is going to make it for them. I mean, I don't see them finishing this marathon.
Well, I think from their perspective, it would be to start a war with Iran that could then end up with, you know, a major type world war. And then they would have all the justification they need to oppose a police state here in America outright.
Yeah, that's it.
Sort of like what happened in World War II. And we would all then become cogs of the machine. I think that is their ultimate plan.
Yeah, it's 1984. It's 1984.
It's exactly like 1984. And I would encourage everyone to go out and reread 1984. That is where we are today, sure.
And, of course, they finally figures out in the book, he's like, I think one government is running both sides, and it's missiling itself because it's just an excuse to always degrade society, trampling and being trampled upon. It is just, you know, in closing, you say you knew Romney real well.
I say I knew him really well, but we did take all of our first-year law classes together.
Okay, so you know him.
Class every day for an entire year.
Sure, so you know him. I mean, here's the deal. Just gauging a person. Newt Gingrich just radiates crazy, out of control, really wicked person, and then his actions show that. Romney, kind of like with Obama, it's just mainly hyper-competitive, no morals. But, I mean, would you say that he's consciously like a psychopath, or is he just a super competitive pirate?
He is certainly a pirate. There's no question about it. And that's why he went into that JD MBA program, Harvard Law School, Harvard Business School. And I believe even at the time we knew his father had just run for the presidency and lost. And it was clear he intended, at least to me, my assessment, he intended to go out, become a pirate, make as much money as he possibly could, and then at that point run for the presidency. So, in fact, this is a lifelong plan by Romney, probably going back to 1968 when his father lost the presidency.
Wow. And again, in between Obama and Romney, it just shows the corporate system has finally gotten it where it really is nothing but reshuffling deck chairs on the Titanic, and that this is all a facade. And then Ron Paul enters the fray and is the only real candidate who isn't bought and paid for, and it's messing up their whole Alice in Wonderland false reality. I mean, briefly, your take on Ron Paul and his view on
I think you're correct about that. You know, as a lawyer and a law professor for many years now, Ron Paul is the only candidate who expressed concern about the Constitution and the rule of law. And as you know full well, that was long before he decided to run for presidency. After 9/11 is when I began to pay attention to Ron Paul, when he began to object to the police state tactics by Bush and the wars abroad. So he has consistently taken this position after 9/11, to my knowledge, when I began to follow him, and he still is today. Romney will be no better, perhaps worse than Obama. I guess the difference is, you know, Obama is a CIA asset, Romney is not, but he's still a pirate. Basically, Romney's an agent for the Mormon Pope. Romney was and perhaps still is a Mormon bishop. He had been a Mormon archbishop, and given the hierarchical structure of that church, I believe he has always taken his orders from the Mormon prophet. So that's what we're facing now. And as we know, a lot of the Mormons now are in the CIA, FBI, military, and things of.
So basically, our government has just turned into a bunch of special interest grabbing at levers of power, and that's the only fight is special interest scrabbling around fighting over the levers.
I believe you're right. And, you know, when the campaign comes up, from my perspective, the most important thing is to get our Constitution back, if this can be done.
Sure, we want America back.
We have to do that.
We want America back.
If we're going to make any changes at all, we have to get the Constitution back and dismantle this police state, going back at least to the USA Patriot Act. And
hold on, we got to go to break.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has 0 toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
All right, final segment, and Dr. Professor Francis Boyle is our guest. Look, we're not in Kansas anymore. We're not in America anymore. If we're going to get the Republic back, we've got to be honest about how much trouble we're in. This is so real, folks. And they've geared up so long for all-out war with the people. They do plan to wrest all of it once they go into the next phase of this. They do plan on a civil war. They do plan. They want that fight with the people. They want the re-education. They want it all. These people are all about the exercise of power. And I have to have debates with my wife about not leaving this country. Professor, you're talking about restore the republic, legalize freedom again, recognize what's happened. We were talking during the break. I mean, just in closing, people can learn more in your latest book, Tackling America's Toughest Question, available at Amazon.com and bookstores. But, I mean, just say what you were saying to me off air. I mean, you were talking about 9/11. They did it. They did the anthrax. This shows you who we're dealing with. I mean, these are some hardcore murderers.
Oh, it's true. We've discussed the anthrax before, and I do have a book on that, Biowarfare and Terrorism. It's obvious. It's very clear. The anthrax, this was super weapons-grade anthrax prepared by the CIA, Department of Defense, probably Battelle, and it was unleashed to ram the USA Patriot Act, set up a police state. They shut down Congress. They shut down the Supreme Court. And they killed our own people. So any group of people that would do that, and basically it was politicized. They shut down constitutional government. When they shut down Congress, they shut down the Supreme Court. So any elite that would do something like that against its own people will stop at nothing. And they undoubtedly still have a stockpile of that super weapons-grade anthrax still out there, either at Dugway or Battelle, Fort Detrick, who knows.
And you're a bioweapons expert and helped write global treaties on it, but as you know, they're also producing a bunch of airborne nasty flus, poxes, and Ebola now. I mean, heaven help us. We are in the hands of total psychopaths.
I believe that's correct. The if you look at the funding for biowarfare after 9/11, now it's somewhere in the area of about $70 billion,
yeah.
Which in constant money is more than the Manhattan Project. We are geared up to fight biological warfare. There's no question about it. And we now have close to, I'd say, 400 labs researching extremely dangerous biowarfare agents, maybe 15,000 people, death scientists, I call them. The National Institutes of Health has been thoroughly corrupted. It's now the National Institutes for Death. Center for Disease Control has now become the Center for Disease Proliferation.
And I know they're killing a lot of scientists everywhere that don't play ball, but what's your number?
Last number I read was about 26 were killed microbiologists. Yeah. It could be higher, but the last figure I saw.
Right. We're going to have you back up, you know, not once a year, but in the next few months if you'll do it, Doc. Because, I mean, I want to get into your expertise on bioweapons because that's, I mean, heaven help us. Thank you so much for all the time. The book is Tackling America's Toughest Questions. God bless you, sir.
Well, thanks. And, again, this is a time for American citizens to stand up for the Constitution, the rule of law. You all have skills. You all have talents. You all have a conscience. I think we can do this together.
Yeah, this is no joke, though. I mean, we're not facing just boss hog corruption. We're facing scientific nastiness. Thank you, and we'll talk to you soon, sir. All right, there he goes. We got to get him back up, guys. In a month or so, let's try to get him back on about bioweapons. He really is the expert. He's the big guy that wrote the main treaty on it. By the way, we got a lot of new books and videos, indoctrination about the public schools, the liberal dumbing down that goes with it. And we got it back in print, plenty of them, order them today. Bloodlines, the Illuminati, to know why they're so nasty. They're devil worshippers.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.